And it's time now for the Coast Social Network, all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. And we've got Chris from Cornerstone Alliance joining us. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. Usually I bring the sunshine, but apparently I brought
you
a nice
brought
big
the
rain cloud.
I see the sun.
Like, what's going
to come
on
through?
Out here?
But you have brought a special guest that probably loves the sunshine.
And
but
probably the rain, too,
rain's
right?
Rain's a good thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. So who do you have in here with us today?
Yeah, so this morning I have Ryan Howard joining us with Creative Landscape, and he is going to tell us kind of just about who they are and what they do, and this is pretty timely with this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Welcome, Ryan. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The show. This is your, you said your first time on the radio, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you got him all nice and nervous.
This is
exciting.
Really.
He's like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking a little bit earlier about yourself and you know what you got into with Creative Landscaping and the history behind it. So tell everybody else what you
absolutely.
Were telling us.
Let me first just share with you a little bit about the company.
Yeah.
So Creative Landscaping, as the name suggests, is a creative design and build landscaping firm. It's based in St. Joe. Mm-hmm. Company's been around for a long time. It was started in 1976. It's got 44 wonderful years behind it, great legacy, great brand. It's one of the largest landscaping firms in the area. And we do the design. We've got three designers in our group. We do installation or what we call builds or plantings if it's softscaping. And then finally, we do the maintenance and the ongoing care of the property after the build's complete, both for residential and commercial clients.
Wow.
We specialize in kind of the customer service. We walk the customer through the landscaping project from the beginning to the end, from the layout and the design to the construction, and then, like I said, kind of the ongoing care as needed on the property. But how I got started in this, I think, is what you had asked. And you know, I've taken my journey's kind of not been a straight track, but a little bit of a roundabout way to get into this industry. I grew up in a small farm in rural Michigan, northern mm-hmm. Michigan. Went to Michigan State University and earned an agricultural science degree, and then went on to get my MBA, a master's in business from MSU, and actually ended up down the corporate track and spent a lot of years with some large companies. Mm-hmm. That's what brought us to the era was Whirlpool, and had a great career with Whirlpool, and just decided a few years ago that I was ready to kind of retire early and go back to my roots, literally,
nice.
So to speak. And along with my family, my wife's a designer, and my son Caleb and Carly, they're teenagers, are very involved in the business during the summer months. So it's kind of been a family kind of adventure, and it's going great. The company's doing fantastic. We grew 30% last year.
Wow.
Nice.
Just have a group of fantastic people, and I can't say that enough. Just from your first call to creative, talk to Sandy, you know, our receptionist, to our designers, and Dave, our operations manager, and then all of our crews. I mean, just top-notch folks, very professional, and that's just kind of part of who we are, part of our culture.
That's
sounds
great.
Like it, yeah. I'm sure as everyone was out doing yard work yesterday, and we're all sore today, and we're thinking, you know, why am I doing this myself?
Why
I should really just pick up the phone
someone?
And call Creative Landscaping. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, for
we were
sure.
Talking, no, I was telling him out in the lobby when we were waiting. I said, you know, I spent my day like transplanting bushes, and I'm mm-hmm. all sore and tired today, and I'm thinking, why didn't I just call Ryan?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you called him to set this
right.
up and make sure he's
said,
coming today.
By the
today.
Way, swing on out. Let's do some bushes, right?
Future landscaping needs.
Yes,
there you go.
There we go.
But it's, you know, it's so important, and you know, when you're helping people with their homes or their businesses, the curb appeal and the landscaping,
yes.
it's mm-hmm. a pretty important thing to bring people in.
It really is, and I think, especially when you're building a new home, I mean, a lot of times that's the last thing that people think about, but it really should be one of the first things. And and that's one of, we have a lot of new home build projects, and what's great is if you are in that situation, or even if you want to do kind of a makeover of your current home's landscaping, you know, for curb appeal, or if you just have a smaller project, I mean, being able to work alongside a designer who does this every day, it's not as expensive as you would think, and they can put a plan together. You can do all the work all at once. You can phase it in over mm-hmm. 2 or 3 year period as the budget allows, and it just it's just a really smart way to approach that. And it does. It adds value to your property and to your home, you think about resale down
the road. Absolutely. Yeah, I know I was looking at a lot of businesses as I was driving around and noticing, oh, do they do new wood chips or do this?
Yeah, you notice bush? That. It makes
you
it
notice
different.
All that stuff.
Well, it makes it appealing. It makes you actually want to check out that place because you're like, oh, that looks nice. What's going on there?
Absolutely. And, you know, tell me why you decided to invest in Cornerstone Alliance as well, because, you know, you talk about how the community is so important to you, and obviously Cornerstone is as well. And why is that?
Yeah, you know, we exist, you know, it's bigger than the work, right? And the work that we do, we see it as, you know, we care about, you know, craftsmanship and beauty, but more importantly, we care about people, and we care about families, and we care about the community. And I think that Cornerstone runs along that same vein, where they're thinking, you know, collectively about the community and where it's headed. And we want to be part of that. And I've been very impressed with the folks that I've, you know, been able to spend some time with, Chris and Rob and Mike Vaughn and others in that group earlier on. And we're happy to be part of the group and be investors in Cornerstone. So
absolutely, and they're looking to add some more landscaping to the Main Street office. So
they're always looking for improvements on Main Street.
I think a rooftop garden is.
I think a rooftop garden would be amazing, right?
Oh my
gosh,
you could have free range chickens up there too. You know,
I don't know about the chickens. let's just go with the garden. Let's slow
later.
Slow and steady.
We'll talk.
And Chris, much like wonderful companies like Creative Landscaping and great people like Ryan, Cornerstone Alliance has a lot of great investors.
Yeah, we have just about 300 investors. So those are 300 individuals, organizations, companies in the community that are really, they understand that collective nature and the importance of moving the community forward together, which is what we're all here to do. And it will benefit everyone.
Yeah. Absolutely. Ryan, if people want to get a hold of you after hearing this and saying, oh, I need help with all kinds of great things when it comes to landscaping, best way to get a hold of you?
You can call the office, 269-473-1356. That's a real easy way. You can always go to our website. You can learn a lot about us on our website. It's creativelandscapinginc.com. So creativelandscapinginc, get the INC in there, .com.
Wonderful.
And you can, you'll have all kinds of information about us and contact information and forms to fill out.
That's great.
If you want to reach us that way.
So. Wonderful. And Chris, how do we keep track of everything, which seems like a whole lot of stuff with Cornerstone
Alliance?
We always
have something going on, yes. So you can follow us on all of our social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I think that's it for now. I know, we're not TikTok.
There's
yet.
A lot. Yeah.
There's a lot, though. That's a lot to keep going. Mm-hmm. And then also our website as well. That's probably the best place to go, and that's real easy. It's gomichigan.com.
Wonderful. Ryan, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And really looking forward to having you come to my house and do something for me.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
And Chris, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
The Coast Social Network on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, connecting you with our community. In the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.